Welcome to the First Church Orlando podcast. Here you will find recordings of weekly sermons, devotions, interviews, and seminar recordings from the First United Methodist Church of Orlando. For more information about First Church Orlando, please visit our website at firstchurchorlando.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Luke chapter 11. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus told them, "When you pray, say these words: Father, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of our mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So last week we had a guest preacher, Reverend Justin LaRosa was here, and he kicked off our stewardship series with a sermon, encouraging us to live our lives as disciples of Jesus Christ, centering our lives on loving God and loving other people. And if you weren't with us in person in worship, we're sorry, we missed you. And we hope that you'll watch it online or listen to it on the podcast if you have not already. Justin, he shared a good word for us, and so it was a pleasure to have him in worship with us. Our stewardship series is titled Becoming. We believe that all of us are still becoming followers of Jesus Christ. None of us have fully arrived. We all are growing more perfect, more whole at loving God and loving other people. So whether you just became a follower of Jesus or you've been a follower of Jesus your entire life, all of us still have more to learn, more to do, more to become. As United Methodist followers of Jesus, we profess our faith in Jesus and we pledge to support the church with a vow of membership. And the vow says, "I will support this church with my prayers, my presence, my gifts, my service, and my witness." And so today, and for each of the Sundays in October, we're going to be focusing on each one of those words of the membership vow to kind of dig into it, to figure out, like, what is it that we're really saying when we become a member of a United Methodist Church? And so today, we're going to focus on prayer. If you hear nothing else today, hold on to this. Disciples of Jesus Christ pray. Period. Theologian Martin Luther said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." And John Wesley, founder of our Methodist movement, said that you may as well expect a child to grow without food as a soul without private prayer. Prayer is crucial to the lives of disciples. It's as crucial as breathing and eating. Prayer gives us life and sustains us. Prayer nourishes us and our souls. And truth be told, many of us may be starving or gasping for air when it comes to prayer. So what is prayer? We've prayed in worship already today, so you can check that off your list. I prayed today. Prayer is simply communicating with God. I know that sounds like the cheesy pastor answer, but that's what it is. Prayer is talking to God and listening to God. You see, God desires to be in relationship with each and every one of us, and communication is crucial for any relationship. Let's think about communication and how that works in some of our human relationships. So just as Mark asked you to stand earlier, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if this applies to you, okay? We're getting a little workout this morning. Raise your hand if you have ever spent time with someone who talked a lot, like I mean a lot, and they never gave you any room to chime in and to say anything. Raise your hand. Husband, put your hand down. I'm teasing. It feels weird, right? Sometimes we leave those interactions feeling ignored and not understood. We may even feel like the other person doesn't even really care about us. You see, they're in a monologue, and they're talking on and on about their own lives and what's going on with them, and it seems like they only care about themselves and how they want us to care for them. And those relationships can feel really one-sided, right? Yeah. Raise your hand if you have ever asked another person a question only to receive a one-word answer in response. How was your day? Fine. Do you have anything else you want to say? No. Cool. Those of you who have teenagers, right, maybe can relate. Or maybe if you've ever been a teenager, you can relate. Now, certainly we can ask better, more creative questions. We can ask questions that aren't answered with a simple one-word response. But sometimes it can be frustrating when we genuinely want to know another person and we're not getting anything in response. We're trying our hardest. We're trying to put ourselves out there. We're trying to connect and to listen. And it just seems like the other person doesn't really care. They don't want to be in relationship with us. Or that's what we may feel. And we may even give up because it just feels too hard. Raise your hand if you have ever spent time with a family member or a friend that you have known for a long time, and all this person wants to talk about is the past. Right? Now, I love telling stories and retelling stories and retelling stories. And I love hearing other people's favorite stories. But I also want to know the person as they are now. I want to know what's up with us now and not what was happening in the past. I want to know the other person's hopes and dreams and their challenges. I want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly if the other person wants to share. I want to be known as I am now. I don't want to be always remembered for the person I was 10, 20, 30 years ago. I want to be in a present relationship with people, and not just stuck in the past. Raise your hand if you only hear from a family member or a friend when this person needs something from you. I hear some chuckles. This person never seems to reach out to see how you are doing. This person never seems to answer or respond when you reach out to them first. This person only seems to care about you when you have something to offer, something that they may need or want. It doesn't feel great, does it? Sometimes we can feel used. Now raise your hand if you have ever spent time with someone who really listens to what you have to say. Doesn't that feel good? You feel seen and heard for who you are and for what you have to contribute. Perhaps you may feel valued and even loved. You feel closer to that person and hopefully reciprocate and listen to the other person. When that happens, when that deep listening happens on both sides, relationships deepen. They grow stronger. And I feel like they're able to go the distance. All of these scenarios are pretty common between people. Most everybody in the room raised their hand for at least one of the scenarios. And those that didn't raise their hand are introverts, and they're like, I'm not raising my hand for anything. But I think these human scenarios can also relate to our communication with God. I talk a lot, and I do not listen for what God has to say. I give God short one-word responses without letting God see or know the real me. Maybe I give the answers that I think God wants me to give. I get stuck in the past, and I do not talk to God about the present or the future. Maybe it feels too hard, too vulnerable. I'd rather thank God for the good things that have happened in the past and not ask for what I need or want now. I get in a pattern of only talking to God when I need or want something from God. But when I am at my best, I'm talking to God, I'm sharing my whole self with God, and I'm also listening to God. I would like to say that I listen to God as much as I talk, but I'm still becoming. I'm not there yet. How about you? How do you communicate with God? What are your communication patterns? Prayer is intentionally living in relationship with God and communicating with God. Franciscan friar and Catholic priest Father Richard Rohr says, prayer is not primarily saying words or thinking thoughts. It is rather a stance. It's a way of living in the presence. It is further a way of living in awareness of the presence, even enjoying the presence. The full contemplative is not just aware of the presence, but trust, allows, and delights in it. So how do we pray and live each and every day in the presence of God? Well, perhaps we can take a cue from our scripture reading for today. Jesus' disciples saw Jesus praying, and that led one of them to ask Jesus a question. Jesus, can you teach us to pray? Can you teach us how to cultivate living in the presence of God, living in communion with God, connecting with God? Can you teach us that? And Jesus said, yeah, sure. This is how you should pray. Father, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, we hear Jesus offer this same prayer, but it's a little longer of a version. Our Father, who is in heaven, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom so that your will is done on earth as it's done in heaven. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us for the ways we have wronged you, just as we also forgive those who have wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. These words sound familiar if you've ever prayed the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. This is where this comes from, Matthew and Luke. In prayer, we can ask God to show us how to pray. We can ask God how to live in communion with God, to be aware of God's presence with us, to even ask God to teach us how to delight in God's presence. And so we pray perhaps this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. That's one way. to pray as Jesus prayed. For centuries, Christians around the world have prayed the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father prayer. And it's because it's one of the prayers that Jesus taught. It was a way to connect with Jesus, to pray in the same words and the same pattern as Jesus prayed. But as we pray this prayer, we do not do so alone. As of September 2023, this most recent past month, the New Testament has been completely translated into 2,394 languages of the world's 7,394 languages. That means at least 6,824,000,000 people around the world have access to the New Testament, and particularly the Lord's Prayer, in a language that they may speak. That's pretty cool. And so when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray this prayer in whatever languages we may know with our siblings around the world. We pray as members of the body of Christ. That being part of the body of Christ means that transcends language and transcends difference. Being part of the body of Christ unifies us with Christ and with each other. And that's something we celebrate on this World Communion Sunday. But when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we also pray alongside people who we call the communion of saints. The people who have died, the people who've gone before us, perhaps even the people who taught us to pray. Who brought us to church, who influenced us, and helped us become the people that we are today. So this prayer reminds us that we're not alone. That when we pray, we connect with God, and we connect with people we may not even know. And while we can pray the exact words of the Lord's Prayer, we can also follow the pattern that Jesus taught. We praise and adore God. We ask God to work in the world to supply our needs and to meet the needs of other people. We confess our wrongdoings, the ways that we have failed to love God and to love other people. And we surrender our lives to God's care and keeping. And as we pray, we cultivate an awareness of how God may be at work in the world. We look for God's presence in the world and in our lives. Perhaps we start looking back over our days to see, where did God show up? Where did God meet me? And perhaps it was in the words or the presence of another person. We cultivate stillness and silence so that we can listen to God, so that we can hear what God has to say. Disciples of Jesus Christ center their lives on loving God and loving other people. And prayer is just one of the spiritual disciplines or spiritual practices that enables us to love God and to love other people. Disciples of Jesus Christ pray. And so if you already have a routine of prayer, if you have a rhythm of prayer that works for you, great. Keep doing it. Pray every day. But if not, and that's okay too, I invite you to start praying. And start praying today. Prayer does not have to be fancy. Prayer is talking to God and listening to God. Prayer is telling God about your day and looking for God in your everyday life. I direct if you have a bulletin, go ahead and take it out. And on the back side of the bulletin, often we include sermon notes. I didn't include sermon notes today because instead I want to encourage us all to pray. And if you already have a rhythm and a routine of prayer, you're like, I'm good, great, awesome. But if not, I included some ways that you could pray. And so maybe this will encourage you, remind you, help you brainstorm about ways that you can pray each and every day this week. You can, some of the prayers are written out, so feel free to pray those exact prayers or use them as guides and as models to help you pray. Sometimes we don't always take our bulletins with us when we leave worship today. Some of you are really great recyclers, and you leave it in the recycle pile for us. Don't do that today. Take it with you. You can recycle it at home if you don't want me to see. That's fine. Friends, even those of us that have been praying a long time, we can get into a rut. It can feel like it's a habit. It can just kind of feel like we're going through the motions. And so this week, I encourage all of us to be intentional and thoughtful about praying every day. It doesn't have to be long. Just to carve out some time to talk to God and to listen to God. Pray each and every day, but only if you want to center your life on loving God and loving other people. John Wesley advised the early Methodists, "Oh, begin. Fix some part of every day for private exercises. You may acquire the taste which you have not. What is tedious at first will afterwards be pleasant. Whether you like it or not, read and pray daily. It is for your life. There is no other way. Else you will be a trifler all your days." Pray daily and start today. It is for your life. It is for this church, and it is for the transformation of the world. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to pray so that we might awaken to the wonder of your presence. So we might feel gratitude for your gift of life today. So we might discover your kingdom as revealed in our siblings. So we might find safety beneath the shelter of your wings. So we might forgive those who have wronged us. So we might lead free from pretense and hypocrisy. So we might trust your perfect plans and not replace them with our own. So we might love you with our whole hearts and love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, teach us to pray so diverse hearts might harmonize as many voices become one. So our bodies might praise you in bowed heads and raised hands. So a spirit of criticism is replaced with an offering of sacrifice. So we consider others more important than ourselves. So the truth of your word resonates in what we say and sing. So we might prepare a way through the wilderness of chaos and pain. Lord, teach us to pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast and that you will listen again in the future. If you enjoyed today's message, we hope you'll subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and share it with others on social media. For more information about First Church Orlando, please visit our website at firstchurchorlando.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If this podcast is a valuable resource to you, we invite you to give to this ministry by making a financial contribution at firstchurchorlando.org/give. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.